Hey, what's up, guys? Joshua Toomey here from the Talk To Me podcast, and you guys know my love of Pantera, and I just found out that Vinnie Paul has passed away. As I'm sure most of you are finding out, it's 12:20 a.m. in the Saturday, June 23rd here. You know, it's just sad. It's sad all around. This is all I know what to do. I could have put a nice post on Facebook, but I figured I'd throw on the mic for a minute and kind of talk about Vinnie Paul and, you know, what the band Pantera has kind of meant to me. You know, growing up, listening to metal, getting into Metallica, getting into all the heavier stuff, kind of, you know, steered me towards Pantera. And I remember hearing Vulgar Display of Power and Cowboys from Hell, but what really brought me into Pantera was Far Beyond Driven. They had done a Headbangers Ball special, like right when Far Beyond Driven came out, where they went to like Texas Stadium to where like the Cowboys played. And that's back when I used to tape Headbangers Ball each week on VHS and watch it throughout the week and stuff. And I'd already been aware of Pantera, but that weekend on Headbangers Ball brought me into the fold, and I've never looked back. Like on my episode with Jeremy Owsley from a couple of weeks ago, we talked about meeting Pantera for the first time. I met them, I guess, soon after that. I mean, it was a couple of months later I would have met the band, met Vinnie Paul for the first time when I was, I guess, 14 or 15. I turned 39 on the 24th tomorrow. So, you know, Pantera has been a part of my life now for, I guess, what, 25, 26 years. It's crazy. You know, most of my life I've been into this band. Getting to see them throughout the years, and Jeremy and I would always hang around the buses, try to meet them as many times as we can. I met Vinnie Paul a few times back in the Pantera days. I saw him in Damage Plan. Most recently, I saw him at the Hell Yeah show. Chris Cale was in town and invited me out to see them. And I asked if I could bring my recorder. This would have been a couple of years ago. This would have been very early in the podcast. But he asked me to leave the recorder at home. But I sat and talked with Vinnie Paul that night for a good, I feel like, 45 minutes. We talked for a long time. He was holding court, had a few people around him. I asked him a few things about some of the stuff, you know, meeting him at a young age, some questions I had from back then. They had just done Rock on the Range, which is in Columbus, Ohio, which is where Dime had been shot. And he was telling us about how weird it was for him that day, how the thing that got on his nerves the most about that day wasn't the fact that, you know, they were playing where Dime had been taken away from us. It was the fact that everybody was coming up to him, asking him how he was doing. And he said that kind of got on his nerves more than anything. And, you know, through the years, just seeing him online, seeing him in person, kind of talking to him here and there, nothing but great things to say about the guy. Always seemed to be the life of the party. Always loved what he did. You know, I had even done some stuff on the Ozfest the year that Pantera was on it, and he had a party at the clubhouse in Dallas, and he invited everyone that had anything to do with Ozfest that year out to the clubhouse. And so I took a ride over to the clubhouse. I got into the private Ozfest party, ended up talking to like David Drainman that night for a while and a few other people, and talked to Vinny for a little bit that night. And Vinny and Dime both got up that night with like a Pantera or with a Van Halen cover band. We're doing Van Halen covers and all that. And I know how much Vinny's kind of meant to everybody. And it's just tough. It's tough. You know, the proverbial Pantera reunion without Dimebag, you know, could have happened. But, you know, there's nothing left for a Pantera reunion. You know, Phil can sing all the songs he wants, and Rex can play bass on all the songs that he wants. And I think that they should trivialize the Abbott Brothers at some point. But, you know, it's definitely not going to be Pantera featuring Zakk Wylde and Dave Lombardo, or, you know, Pantera featuring Gus G and Mike Portnoy or anything like that. It's definitely going to now be a tribute to the Abbott Brothers that have both been taken from us now. Obviously, there's been no information on how Vinny's passed away just yet, but it's just sad to think that they're both gone. But, you know, if you believe in an afterlife, if you believe in souls reconnecting in the afterlife or whatnot, you know, maybe they're hanging out again. Maybe they're jamming up in rock and roll heaven or wherever this takes us, wherever this next life takes us. So, sad day. Let's remember, you know, the great Vinnie Paul and the amazing drumming that he's given us and the amazing music that he's given us throughout the years. Let's end this out with a Pantera classic, with one of my favorite things he ever did on the drums. Let's do a Becoming, and rest in peace, Vinnie Paul. You will be missed.
A long time ago, I never knew myself.